As we know, Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB, but also brought to you by Twin Hills Stud. And we've tracked down Ollie Tate. He's arrived in the UK in the last few hours. And as I say, good evening to you, Ollie.
Yeah, good evening, Andrew, or good morning. It's nice to be with you.
I know that you've just literally flown in, but there has been a bit of a heat wave in the UK.
Yeah, it's not your usual British weather. It was about 30 degrees today, but I think it's going to cool down for the last part of Royal Ascot.
Okay, well, it's a tremendous week of racing there, and I know you're going out on Friday. It'll be terrific. Well, we're here to talk about Twin Hill Stutters. Been telling our listeners this week you're a sponsor of Racing HQ and you bought the property back earlier this year. We just thought we'd better tell them a bit more about it. It's a famous property, Ollie.
It is, Andrew. Yeah, it was really made famous by Mike Willoughby when he had it, and it was called Transmedia Park Stud. And during the 80s and the early 90s, I mean, he was one of the biggest players in the game and stood some of the best stallions, raced a lot of horses. So he was the one who really made it into what it is today. And then that was carried on by the Inghams and then Sheikh Mohammed when they owned it after, subsequent to Mike Willoughby.
And it's based at Cootamundra, but it has that Hunter Valley sort of theme to it. It's a beautiful property.
Yes, Andrew. Look, I mean, in my opinion, you know, you wouldn't see a better appointed property. And also, in my opinion, it's the land that it's on is as good as anywhere. It's a lovely place to raise horses. So we're very happy to have it and think that we can build a great business there.
How large is it, Ollie? And are you using it? I know you've virtually sort of kicking off there, but are you using all of the property?
Yeah, Andrew, it's 2,500 acres, of which the majority has been fenced for horses. But obviously, given that we have only just started out a couple of months ago, we haven't filled it up with horses yet, but we're running a few cattle at the same time. But that, you know, that fits in well with any horse business, and most horse studs right around the world will run either cattle or sheep conjunction with the horses. So that's what we're doing.
Ollie, you basically come from this area. Is it a bit of a pinch stuff to sort of think, gee, we're now with Amber, that you're owners of Twin Hill Stud?
Yeah, it's a beautiful place, and coming from the area, I've always been aware of it. I visited it there, I think, when I was about 8 years old, and thought it was an incredible place. And then to go on, obviously, a number of years, and for us to be able to call it home and for us to have a business there is I think it's quite something. Obviously, got a big challenge in front of us and lots to do, but it's terrific and it's a great opportunity for us.
Ollie, we'll talk about the stallions that you've got coming up this season, but just give us the overview in the little advertisements that we've been talking about this week. It's really, you are offering everything there, aren't you?
Yeah, well, it's a property because I think of the scale of the property and because of the infrastructure that exists there, we can offer a number of different services to racehorse owners and broodmare owners. So we're going to stand two stallions this year in 2017. We're standing Odyssey Moon, a son of Schnitzel, and Bobby's Kitten, who's a son of the great American stallion Kitten's Joy. But we're offering racehorse adjustment. We've got a number of horses spelling there at the moment. We've got broodmares on adjustment, as well as our own broodmares there. And obviously in time, as the progeny of those mares grow, we'll be consigning it at yearling sales around Australia. So we're ambitious for the business, but I think we've got good, you know, that's not unrealistic, and it's a lovely property to base ourselves and base our business.
Tell us a little bit about the stallions. Obviously, many of our listeners that may not be into breeding will certainly know Odyssey Moon. Was trained by Rod Northam, trained by, I think, Rob Smurden down in Victoria. Was, as you say, regarded as one of Schnitzel's best sons.
Yeah, indeed. Look, it's a great opportunity to stand a son of Schnitzel. There's not that many at stud, and he is taking all before him. He's the best son of Redoubt's Choice, and Redoubt's Choice was the best son of Daniel. So to be able to stand a son of Schnitzel is very exciting. He was a two-year-old right out of the top draw. He was second to Pride of Dubai in the size. He won a very valuable English sales race was placed in two of the slipper lead-ups, and then went on to be a group winner, a group winning sprinter as an older horse when he won the Standish Handicap earlier this year. So it was a great opportunity. He was raced by Mrs. Bateman, and she's retained an interest in the horse, which again will which is great for us, and it gives the horse a good opportunity because she's going to support him with some of her mares. But he's a really exciting horse, and he's a beautiful horse, great looking, he's a great looking colt. So I think he'll be very well received when people see him.
And the other that you've mentioned is Bobby's Kitten, a Group 1 Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint winner. So you've gone for the sprinters in your first year there at Twin Hills?
Yeah, well, look, you know, the market has a thirst for them, Andrew. But I think, you know, and so, you know, that's, we're trying to appeal to a broad base of customers. And Bobby's Kitten was a sprinter out of the top four. He won the Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint. He beat No Nay Never, who was a Group 1 winning two-year-old and also undrafted, who then went on to beat Brazen Bow at Royal Ascot. So the form was very, very strong. And, you know, the Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint is America's best sprint race on the turf.
Yep.
So I think, you know, his performance and not only winning the race but beating who he beat is a testament to his ability. And he is the first son of Kitten's Joy to stand in Australia, and Kitten's Joy has been champion sire on turf in America 5 times. So he's a horse of the highest quality.
And has the earlier response been positive from breeders here on those two?
Yeah, it's been very positive. I mean, I think people naturally know Odyssey Moon because he was locally raced. And you know, we have to educate people on Bobby's Kitten, which is the case when, with all shuttle stallions. You know, there is an education process to go through, but I think once you've told people about them, then people always warm to them because, you know, good form around the world, no matter where it is, no matter what distance, it's meaningful. If it's good, the top Group 1 races around the world are all meaningful, and obviously Bobby's Kitten displayed that sort of form. So no, it's been, we've had a good response, but you know, still got plenty of work to do.
Understand. And Ollie, just to wrap it up, can you tell us, for listeners, I mean, the Tate name is a famous one within New South Wales and Australian racing. Just give us a brief outview of your life in racing in recent, let's just say, the last 10 to 15 years, because you've come back to Twin Hills with Amber, but you've enjoyed travelling the world in horse racing as well.
Yeah, Andrew, I was very fortunate to work for Sheikh Mohammed for 15 years, and In the last 4 or so years of that, I was the Group Chief Operating Officer for Dali. So with that role, I oversaw Dali's operations right around the world, including Australia, America and Japan and in Europe. And before that, I'd run Dali in America. And before that, I'd established Dali in Australia and ran it for 8 years there. So I've been very lucky. I was lucky that I worked for the biggest racehorse owner in the world, and he had operations in different parts of the world, and that was very fortunate. But I think that's testament to the industry in which we work, that if you are passionate about it, enthusiastic, that there are opportunities right around the world, and we were lucky enough to enjoy those. And I'll always be grateful for that. But at the same time, it's nice to be coming home. As you mentioned earlier, I grew up not far from Twin Hills, and that's where my family still is, so it's nice to be coming home to be close to them.
Yeah, understand. Well, you've got the experience that Sheikh Mohammed's group would have given you, and you can now use that at Twin Hills. You're based at Cootamundra. It's a famous property. I urge people to even go on Google, go and have a look at it, and you've learnt more about the stallions, Bobby's Kitten and Odyssey Moon, that will stand there later on this year. We're looking forward to it all unfolding for you, Ollie and Amber and the rest of the team at Twin Hills. We thank you for joining us, even despite the fact we've kept you up in the UK. Enjoy Royal Ascot. I hope it's a great day when you head there later in the week, Ollie.
Thank you, Andrew.